Everyone, this is Christine Carter. Welcome back to Cracking the Habit Code, 21 Days to Keeping Your Resolutions. And we are on day 18. I love this day. Your strategy that works today is never say never. And of course, you kind of probably intuitively know this, though, that when we tell ourselves we can't have something, it makes us want it more. This is scientifically proven that when we make something forbidden fruit, it increases our interest in it and the attention that we put on it. And therefore, it increases the amount of self-control or willpower it will take to resist something. So there's that chocolate cake again that we, you know, we're not going to tell ourselves that we can't have it. What we're going to do is we're going to postpone. So this comes from actual research where people are tempted with desserts. And the people who had the hardest time resisting the desserts were the ones who said that they couldn't have it to themselves. The people who did the best said, oh, I can have that, but I'm not going to have it now. I'm going to have it later. So just telling yourself that you can have something later instead of putting it in that forbidden fruit category is going to help you out in the willpower department a lot. So this applies to a lot more than just chocolate cake, of course. Maybe you're home from a long day at work or you've just had a really exhausting day at home with the kids and it's time for you to exercise. And what you really want to do is watch a television show that's on. Instead of saying, I can't watch that television show, I must exercise, you can say, I'll record that television show and perhaps I will watch it later if I'm still interested in it. So the way to implement this technique is to think about your challenges and your sticking points. So what is it that's getting you in the last couple of weeks? What situations have tempted you to not stick to your resolution? And in any of those cases, did you say never? Did you use an absolute? Did you make something, even if it's not directly about your resolution, forbidden fruit? And if so, go ahead and make a plan for how you will delay this. So maybe your resolution is to call your best friend instead of your ex-boyfriend when you're feeling lonely late at night. But if you say, I'm never going to call my ex-boyfriend again, then it's going to make it more tempting to do when your defenses are down late at night, especially if you've been drinking. So, you know, one thing you should probably do is change his name in your phone to not a good idea. But other than that, my point really is to make a plan how you delay. So just put a little message in your phone when you go to make that call so that his middle name perhaps is, you can call him if you still feel like it in the morning, right? So that's the delay. So think about what you might have made forbidden fruit, and then think about what you will do to delay, and then how you will remind yourself of your new plan when the situation comes up. Okay, so the corollary to this strategy is to just get started. So the idea here is that once we've started in on a task, usually it is much easier for us to continue doing that task. So we always say in exercise, the first push-up is always the hardest one. And once we're kind of warmed up, usually it's easier to keep going. The key here is to reward yourself for getting started doing something. So you want to train your brain that it's just the initiation of an activity is worthy of celebration. So we're kind of doing this anyway with our tiny habits, but if you're having a hard time just getting started, make sure you give yourself a little victory dance or a yay me when you just get started doing something. And then another way of of just getting started that I really like is to allow yourself the option of just doing nothing. And the reason is that because doing the one thing that you must do, which is keeping your resolution, is usually better or more attractive to your brain than actually doing nothing at all. But it's not probably better than, say, cleaning the cat litter or some other task, which in and of itself seems undesirable. And if you think about it, we tend to procrastinate by doing other things. So what we really need to do is stick to our resolution. Instead, we clean the house or make a big fancy meal, or we do any number of little tiny things just to check them off our list, because that's a more fun way to procrastinate. So this idea I got, it's called the nothing alternative. I got it from Baumeister's book, Willpower. And in it, he's writing about Raymond Chandler, who was a prolific writer and had his own system for sort of churning out page after page. And he wouldn't make himself write. You know, he would write when inspiration hit him, but he set aside 4 hours every day to do his writing, and he did not allow himself to do anything other than write. So he could do nothing. He could sit and stare into space, or he could write. And so he wrote, this is him talking about his system. He says, two very simple rules. A, you don't have to write. B, you can't do anything else. The rest comes of itself. So I think that this is totally true for me as a writer, but it's also true for me for anything I'm trying to get into the habit of doing, that I can either do my task, but I don't have to do it, or I can just do nothing. Always more interesting for me to get off my tush and do what it is I really need to do, especially when I reward myself for just getting started. All right, we're closing in on the end of cracking the habit code. I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow with another strategy that works.